Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the latest edition of Army Wives Talk Radio, your source for military life empowerment. It is a privilege to bring you weekly resources to engage, educate, and encourage you in your military life journey. I'm your host, AWM Special Projects Coordinator, Mandy Gibson. This is show number 710, and we are excited that you're joining us tonight.
I'm your co-host for this podcast episode, AWN Virtual Administrator Mackenzie Zamarun. Tonight, Mandy and I will be talking with Ginger Harrington, so stay with us as we chat with Ginger about being an author, the wife of a retired Marine, a speaker, an innovative ministry leader, and a mom to three young adults. You can connect with Ginger on Facebook and Twitter at Ginge Harrington and on Instagram and Pinterest at Ginger Harrington. Also coming up in just a few minutes, our News 6 Jolene will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
This podcast episode is brought to you by your AWN Command Team. Our Command Team is made up of volunteers who are stationed throughout the globe. The same is true for our volunteer team that contributes to our AWN blog. And we have to say we are so grateful for our amazing band of bloggers. Our volunteers give so much to our community, and we want to say thank you.
That's right, Mandy. Our band of bloggers share fantastic resources for just about everything military life throws our way. In fact, this week's band of bloggers brief is about how to handle the holiday blues. Expert blogger Tricia Winkowski, Clinical Health and Wellness Director at Hope for the Warriors, shares 10 tips to help us navigate the many different emotions that will come with the holiday season. So Tricia writes, "We may remember family members, friends, and battle buddies who are no longer with us to celebrate the season. Although we feel the loss all year long, these feelings of sadness and loss are heightened during the holidays. This can mean an increase in depression and anxiety symptoms. If you experience these types of emotions during the holidays, please be honest with yourself and take the necessary actions to reduce stress." Tricia continues and outlines some tangible steps to combat the holiday blues. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't ignore sadness or grief because it's okay to experience them. Second, reach out to others. If you're feeling isolated or alone, there are organizations that always need volunteers and social events that will support our community. Third, be realistic about your expectations. The holidays don't have to be perfect, and it's okay to change up some traditions and rituals if need be. This takes the pressure off of you and others. To read all 10 steps to help with the holiday blues, visit Trisha's encouraging blog at www.armywifenetwork.com/awn-blog. You can also find more of our empowering submissions from other AWN Band of Bloggers members.
So Tricia's blog is really perfectly timed. The holiday season is a joyous time of year, but it can also be a sad time. And we here at AWN want to encourage you, if you are facing a hard season in your current military spouse journey. One of the most challenging aspects of military life is PCSing, and often we experience loss during those transitions, be it saying goodbye to your friends, community, a home or duty station that we've just really fell in love with. The Winter Exodus PCS is in full swing, and so Army Wife Network has our Post with the Most series to help alleviate some of that stress that can come with a PCS. If you need insight into how to prepare for a specific post, this blog series will help you be as prepared as possible for wherever the Army sends you.
So tonight, we're featuring Fort Drum, New York, home of the 10th Mountain Division. Fort Drum is an outdoors lover's paradise with hunting, fishing, and hiking. It's situated about 30 miles from Canada, with the Great Lakes to the west and the Adirondack Mountains to the east, and New York City just over 5 hours away. So the closest city is Syracuse, which is 84 miles away, the closest major city. There are four seasons in New York, but it feels like two because the winters are so long and harsh. In May through September, the average high is 69 degrees. December through March, the average high is below 37 degrees. So Mandy, I know you've been stationed at Fort Drum. So tell us a little bit about that duty station based on your personal experience.
Oh, yes. We actually just came from, I guess not just, gosh, it's been a year now, but we were at Fort Drum for 2.5 years, and they are not kidding when they say it feels like only 2 seasons, because the winters are very, very, very long and harsh. But I will say that it is absolutely beautiful. If you like cold weather, it is quite the duty station to be at. There are so many different areas that you can go to just within a weekend. The Adirondacks are beautiful. There's a lot of different ski lodges that you can go to around town. It is just really, really beautiful. And let me tell you, the falls there are perfect. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful changing of the leaves. So many cool, like, apple orchards and pumpkin patches. It is just really, really pretty. I mean, it is gorgeous. And the community there is really awesome, too. We enjoyed our time there. However, we were glad to be away from cold weather and on to warmer weather this past winter. We moved in October, so right before the really cold weather hit, and now we're in our second winter without that. So glad to be away from Fort Drum, but it is a beautiful place, and only reason to be glad is just because we are not cold weather people. But it is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Let's see. Okay, so one of the things Fort Drum is most well known for, of course, is the snow. And I sure did a lot of snow scooping when I was there. I mean, just kidding. It was really my husband with the snowblower.
Of course, yeah.
But snow isn't the only scoop this week. Here's the latest from our AWN social media scoop. This week, we posted a graphic that said, "Dear Diamonds, we all know who is really a girl's best friend. Sincerely, chocolate." It's definitely a time of year for chocolate. I love chocolate myself all the time during the year.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But what about? Yeah. But, you know, what about you? Are you someone who loves chocolate as much as we do? We'd love to hear your thoughts. So visit our Facebook page and chime in.
So let's check in with this week's Resource Recon, the time in the show where we share resources you can use in this military life beyond AWN. This week's showcase resource is Christmas Spirit Foundation, Trees for Troops. So they provide free farm-grown Christmas trees to United States Armed Forces members and all branches of the military and their families through donations, sponsorships, grants, and the work of many volunteers. According to their website, Christmas tree growers have been providing free trees for families for years. In 2005, FedEx contacted the Christmas Spirit Foundation, the 501c3 charitable branch of the National Christmas Tree Association, and wanted to be involved in the foundation's mission. So together, the two organizations expanded the idea of providing Christmas trees to military families, and Trees for Troops was born. Since 2005, more than 225,319 free farm-grown Christmas trees have been given to troops and military families in the United States and overseas through Trees for Troops. Thousands of trees are donated by American farm families and the public, and FedEx delivers these trees to more than 70 military bases in the U.S. and overseas. FedEx has logged more than 800,000 ground miles for the Trees for Troops program. So if you're interested in getting involved in this program, you can visit their website to find out what locations are participating in the Trees for Troops weekend. That's coming up December 6th through 8th, and you can go to treesfortroops.org/DNN to get involved.
All right, and now it's time for a short commercial break. Up next is our News Sex Jolene, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Missed an episode? Or would simply like to indulge in more of Army Wife Talk Radio? Head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com for the full archive, or simply download all the previous episodes via iTunes or the podcatcher of your choice. It's your dose of interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Jolene on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey, Jolene, what do you have for us this week?
Hi, Mandy. Here's this week's top stories. Gold Star family members will soon be eligible to apply for a one-year paid congressional fellow position. Military.com reported on the bill named in memory of Army Sergeant First Class Sean Cooley and Specialist Christopher Horton. The fellowship will be in Washington, D.C., or in the district office of a representative or delegate in the House. Representative Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California, said it will allow Gold Star families to both participate in and learn about the democracy their loved one gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect. Learn more at military.com. The oldest known Marine who served in the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima has died. John Moon of Macomb, Illinois, was 103. He served in the 5th Marine Division and was awarded the Purple Heart. Read more about Mr. Moon at WGNTV.com. Are you sending a package overseas? We are down to the wire for delivery by December 25th. The United States Postal Service has a list of those deadlines, and most fall between December 9th and the 11th. Visit USPS.com for specific details. In an ongoing struggle to improve military housing, the Air Force recently put a privatized housing landlord that manages two-thirds of the Air Force housing on notice. The Air Force Times reported, by the end of the year, Balfour Beatty Communities officials must submit a comprehensive improvement plan. John W. Henderson, Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Installations, Environment, and Energy, said, these failures are unacceptable and have seriously eroded confidence by senior Air Force leadership in Balfour Beatty's ability to provide military families with safe, quality housing. Read more at AirForceTimes.com. As Mackenzie just mentioned in our resource recon segment, Trees for Troops is happening this upcoming weekend. According to the Christmas Spirit Foundation, the trees will be available to military families this weekend, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. Each installation sets their own eligibility requirements. Visit your local MWR website or contact your family program for more event details. Learn more about the program at treesfortroops.org. And continuing in the Christmas spirit, an 8-year-old boy in Maryland has raised over $50,000 for veterans. Tyler Stallings was 4 years old when he began collecting items for veterans who were homeless. Good Morning America reported that Tyler initially wanted to build houses for the vets by purchasing supplies from a hardware store, but his mother instead contacted Governor Larry Hogan, who gave the boy a $100 grant to put to good use. Tyler changed his goal to provide hero bags to veterans who are homeless. The bags include toiletries, snacks, clothing, and bedding. You can donate to Tyler's mission by visiting GoFundMe.com and searching for Help Give Back to Veterans. Find links to all of the stories we shared at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. This is your AWN News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thank you, Jolene. Listeners, it's a joy to bring you resources and information and keep you in the know. We will meet this episode's guest right after the short commercial break.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
This is Susan Miller bringing you a moving minute from Just Move. De-stress your holiday season. Get your shopping done early or do it online and go ahead and wrap those gifts now. Prepare or cook anything that can be made and kept frozen beforehand. Find a way to help others. It may help you put your own challenges in perspective. Enjoy the holiday festivities. Catch a holiday play or a holiday movie. Focus on the people who matter the most. They'll remember the time you spent with them. And don't worry about making things perfect, but pick the most meaningful ways to celebrate. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas from Just Moved.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. Tonight, our guest is SELA Award finalist Ginger Harrington. Ginger is also the author of Holy in the Moment, Simple Ways to Love God and Enjoy Your Life, a founding member of Planting Roots, Strength to Thrive in Military Life. Ginger directs publishing for the nonprofit ministry, creating Bible studies and devotionals for women in the military community. Ginger writes at gingerharrington.com and plantingroots.net and is interviewed on TV, radio, podcasts, as well as featured at Bridges TV, Mortal Life, Guidepost Military Blog, Lightworkers, Encourage, Faith, and Fitness Magazine, and others. Represented by Rachel Gardner of Books and Such Literacy Agency, Ginger lives in Northern Virginia. Welcome to the show, Ginger. Ginger, are you there with us?
Hey there, can you hear me?
We can hear you now, Ginger.
Sorry about that. My mute button was working really well.
Hey, that's okay. If you knew how many times I've done that, you would probably feel much better.
Well, it's great to be with you guys tonight. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are glad that you are here. So let's jump in and get to know you and your mission as a mill spouse. So tell us, what have been some of the highlights of your experience with military life?
Let me count. How long do you have? You know, some of my favorite things about military life, for sure, have been the people that I have met. And 24 years of military life, we have made some amazing friends and just met a wide variety of people who are memorable, helpful, engaging, and inspiring.
It's amazing how quickly the military family members you make, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, and this is a time of year where I think about that so oftentimes when I start to pull out our Christmas cards, and our Christmas card list is so long. And my kids look at that and go, you guys have so many friends. And I think back to, you know, days in junior high when, you know, having a ton of friends was, you know, a measure of popularity. But, you know, having a lot of friends in military life just means you have moved a lot. And so, you know, I think you can kind of measure your years in military life by the length of your Christmas card list.
That is a very, very true statement. Very true statement. All right, Ginger. Well, what has been the best advice that you received for staying the course in mill spouse life?
I think probably one of the best ones was one of the first pieces of advice that I got when I was a brand new military spouse trying to figure out which way was up and all of that. And a young lady told me, you know, make wherever you go, no matter how long you're there, make every house a home. And, you know, I didn't really grasp the significance of that in our first duty station, but two or three duty stations in, I just saw the wisdom of that. Whether you're someplace 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years, dig in, settle in, and make your house a home.
Man, that's something I've really got to get on that, because I'll tell you, when it's a short little, you know, few months move that we might be doing, I'm really bad about leaving the stuff in the boxes. So I've got to get better about that. But I like that advice. I like it. What would you tell your younger self about navigating the highs and lows of military life?
The first thing I would say to my younger self is stop worrying so much. For
Ooh,
sure.
That's a hard one.
I know. But I think about all of the things that I worried about in military life. I worried about where we were going to live and where my kids going to settle in and where my kids going to finish school or were they going to make friends or who was going to be our doctor or, you know, the list could be a mile long. You name it, I worried about it. And I would have just told myself to settle down and not worry so much, for sure.
That's great advice. I feel like you're speaking directly to me here.
Note to self.
Note to self. I'm rapidly taking notes, believe you me.
Right.
Oh, so we know you've enjoyed the experience of being a military spouse, but tell us about some of the challenges that you've faced.
Well, I started to touch in on it when I talked about I would tell my younger self to chill out a little bit and not be so anxious. For me, one of the greatest challenges of military life was the anxiety involved with transitions. And moving and transitioning is a natural part of the operational tempo of military life. It is an inescapable reality of life in the military, whether you're transitioning jobs or seasons of life or duty stations. Transition is going to be part of your experience. But for me, because of some health issues that onset with a PCS, that were hyperthyroid issues that spiraled my thyroid out of control and precipitated a lot of anxiety with the move. That started a journey of anxiety with military transitions that I'd love to say I got past, but it seemed to crop up every time that we moved. And so I just got lots and lots of practice at navigating anxiety and overcoming it and not letting it hold me back.
Well, kudos to you, because it is, I can relate. I too get a lot of anxiety, and I think we all do probably to a certain extent, but I do get a lot of anxiety as well when it comes to, I think the biggest thing is that for me anyway, it's like that unknown and then the ever so lovely changing that can happen at, you know, a moment's notice. You get settled in on one thing and this is what's happening, and then you get orders for something new. So you've done all this planning to just be ripped apart, you know. So thank you for sharing that, because, gosh, it sometimes you just feel like you're the only one dealing with it. So,
you know, so many times in our military experience, I felt like some of the other spouses were given, like issued with the initial kit that maybe their spouses got, some sort of adjustment to change accelerator. And they just seem to just whip through all the challenges like nobody's business, and nothing seemed to get them upset or ruffled. And I just thought, who are you and how do you do that? I did not get that piece of equipment. And I think that there are, with transitions, whether it's PCSs or new jobs or even just new seasons of life, like when you become a parent in the military and things like that, there are, it is those unknowns. It is those uncertainties that, you know, really can spark a lot of worry or anxiousness, and realizing that you're going to get to the other side of it and it's a process, really, I think, is so helpful to not get so caught up in the anxieties of today, and finding some supportive people that you can share with and get support with is really, really helpful as well. But, you know, those uncertainties, they do kind of knock us for a loop sometimes, whether or not we show it or not. I think there's a certain art and a lot of faith that goes into living settled in a transitory life.
Ooh, that is true. That is very, very true. Very true. I'm trying to master it as best as I can. I think we can probably all say that.
Right. And that's so, what we're all doing. We're all doing the best we can.
That's right. That's right. Can you share with us just some of the strategies that you've learned to cope with anxiety that you've experienced in transitions of military life?
Absolutely. Hopefully these will be helpful for folks, but one of the most important ones for me, you know, we talked about the uncertainty of change. And when I have a root of faith in me that is tapped into something and someone who is not going to change, it gives me a grounding for life and for handling anxiety. And for me, that is faith in God. And that has been such a source of strength for me, being able to read scripture in the Bible and find specific verses that speak to what I'm dealing with at the time, that remind me that God is faithful and present and working things together for good. Those are the kinds of things that take my eyes off the things that I'm worried about in the moment and keep my eyes on God, who is bigger and in control. And it just reminds me that today is not the end of the story. And I think that's one of the things that anxiety does to us, is it can be overwhelming with all the amount of detail or uncertainty or things that are outside of our control. And we need those reminders that today isn't the end of the story, and that God is bigger than anything that we face, and that we can seek Him and find strength in Him. Another thing that has been really helpful for me, and I talked about that just a second ago, is building relationships with people, positive people who can encourage and support you when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling anxious. And I know that most of the places that we've moved, I've been able to meet someone fairly quickly who was able to be an encourager for me. And in fact, one time, that time that I was sick in the midst of a transition, the first person I met was someone who really became a friend and was able to help navigate some of those medical challenges I was facing, because she was actually a pharmacist and understood exactly what I was dealing with. And so that was just a neat provision that God gave of an encouraging friend that was able to help. Family is so important. In the military, our family moves with us, at least our nuclear family. Our extended family doesn't go with us, but nuclear family does. And really doing our best to build strong and positive and engaging relationships and communicate with their family is so helpful, you know, to really talk about what you're feeling with your spouse, to not give all the details to your kids, but just at times to be able to say, hey, you know, mom's feeling a little worried about something today, and we're just going to work together, and we're going to get this done, and we'll move forward. And that's been helpful for me, to not try to have a mask of everything's okay, nothing bothers me, but to be able to be real and honest about what I'm feeling without necessarily having to go into too much detail. Those are some things that were helpful. Another thing that was helpful for me is to plan some fun things on the calendar. With moving and transitions and things like that, there are 10,000 things that have to be done, and your to-do list can be overwhelming. And so planning some fun things in the midst of all the work to be done and in the midst of that season, when you first get to a duty station, a lot of times you're not involved in anything. You don't really know anyone. And your calendar gets kind of blank. And so putting some fun things on the calendar, whether they're simple things like checking out a new park or going to a movie, but just something to look forward to, helps break up the tendency that we have to over-focus on the things that we're worried about.
Those are some really great pieces of advice that you've given. I think, you know, just to kind of touch back on some of those, I think, you know, we forget sometimes to take that moment to stop and breathe and reflect, and, you know, whether that be to, you know, spending your time, you know, with, you know, your Bible and talking with God, to, you know, adding those things to your calendar. I think you've pinpointed some really important aspects there that we have to take time to step away from all of those things that make us worry. And so I hope that our listeners are taking notes like I am with your strategies and, you know, just, you know, finding those people, you know, within your military community that you can rely on, and, you know, still, you know, spending that time with your family and leaning on them. So thank you very much for sharing those personal strategies that have worked for you. We do appreciate that. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're welcome. I hope it's helpful.
Well, it is for me, and I know that it will be for a lot of our listeners, too. So through your process, you've been through some significant struggles with anxiety. What have you learned through the process of that?
That's a great question. I've learned a lot of things. One, the most important thing that I have learned is that God is faithful. No matter what I'm feeling, God is faithful. And I've really learned that I have a tendency, and I think we all do, have a tendency to define our faith and whether or not we're okay and whether or not things are going to work out based on how we're feeling in the moment. And our feelings, they're responses to how we're, you know, reacting and interpreting things in the moment. And they're not reality. I might feel sad about something, or I might feel anxious or happy about something, but those are responses. They're not truths. And so being able to recognize that, hey, how I'm feeling today, I'm not going to feel that way later. I might feel that way later at times, but that's not who I am. It doesn't define me. It doesn't dictate my circumstances. These are emotions. And focusing on what's true and what's good and what is faithful and things like that, that really helps pull me out of the anxiousness, or helps me realize, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now, and it's going to pass. And when I remember that, that's very encouraging, because for me, when you really get caught in an anxiety cycle, your emotions trigger negative thinking, and your negative thinking triggers more emotions, and so you get caught in this downward spiral. And it can really impact you in some physical ways as well as emotional ways. It can impact your decision-making. Whenever I'm feeling anxious, it's really hard to make decisions and things like that. So realizing in the moment, hey, I'm feeling anxious right now, so this isn't the best time for me to make a major decision. And then, you know, if I have the opportunity to not have to make a major decision when I'm feeling anxious, I try to, you know, wait till the next day or get some added input, you know, look beyond myself rather than making decisions out of my emotions. And that's something that has been really practical and really powerful, to focus on what's true, has been something that's been really helpful. And then just to realize it's not the end of the world if I'm feeling anxious right now. This is going to pass. And that has been really helpful as well.
More great advice. I really appreciate you being vulnerable. I know that there are several people in our community as military spouses that suffer with anxiety. And, you know, sometimes it can be, you know, just kind of shown as a, not really a disgrace, but just something that we should hide and hide behind. And so I appreciate you, again, sharing that vulnerability with our listeners.
Well, you know, anxiety, it has a lot of sources. And sometimes, like for me, anxiousness, I could have a little leaning towards being a little bit anxious before I struggled with Graves' disease, the hyperthyroid function that I had. But once my hormonal component got on board, you know, it was a definitely a roller coaster ride, and anxiety was the front car of that roller coaster for me. And I'm not still suffering with that by any means, right, you know, in the years that have passed. But there's something about anxiety, worry, and some of the other related issues that we can experience, depression, things like that, they can, you know, kind of wire and trigger with certain experiences. And realizing that, hey, I'm coming into a transition period, I'm going to be a little more vulnerable to this particular challenge during this season, and making steps ahead of time to prepare for that, and realizing that it's one, it's not the end of the world. And I'm going to be able to move forward. And my attitude, realizing that our attitude and what we choose to think about and what we choose to embrace is true, makes a powerful, powerful difference. And if I allow my emotions to become what's true for me, then my emotions are going to be that much more overwhelming. And so, and, you know, a huge part of emotional health is being able to experience our emotions, name them, but not get stuck in them, not overdwell on them, but to move through and keep our eyes on what is true.
Very good. Very good. Love it. Ginger, we do need to take just a real quick break. But when we come back, we'd love for you to chat with us about your professional writing and speaking journey.
Sure, that'd be fun.
Awesome. We'll be right back with more Army Life Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. This month, we're talking about the flu. The flu is a contagious respiratory illness caused by the influenza virus. Common symptoms of the flu include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, and fatigue. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that approximately 200,000 people a year are hospitalized for influenza in the U.S., and deaths from influenza can range from 3,000 to 49,000 per year. The best way to prevent the flu is the flu vaccine. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the influenza virus. Make sure you're always covering your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Wash your hands frequently, and most importantly, get a flu vaccine. Because the influenza virus can spread before you even know you're sick, getting vaccinated doesn't just protect you, it also protects everyone else. For more information, visit the Army Public Health Center online. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength since 1775.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
All right, listeners, we have Ginger Harrington as our guest, and we are talking about her life as a military spouse. So hi, Ginger. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. Okay. So your book was a SELA Award finalist this year, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What is the main message of the book? Yes, ma'am.
The main message of Holy in the Moment, Simple Ways to Love God and Enjoy Your Life, is making intentional choices moment by moment to rely on Christ, on the resources of Christ, to choose holiness, to choose what is good in the moment, to choose what is whole in the moment, and enjoy life in the moment.
Okay, all right. I love that, making intentional choices moment by moment. That's beautiful. Okay, so how much of your military story is actually in the book?
Quite a bit of it, actually. It's not a military book per se, but the opening story really digs into the challenge of dealing with anxiety during a move when I had an onset of Graves' disease that we talked about earlier, and how God used that experience to teach me that believing God is a choice that we make moment to moment, and it's not dependent on how we've got to look beyond our feelings, that our feelings don't define our faith. And that was the beginning of a spiritual journey that was has been very powerful and very, very practical. So I talk about that. There's talk about parenting in the military, building friendships in the military. I talk about retirement, dealing, you know, that transition with retiring from military life, the worrying about
Absolutely,
the impact
yeah.
of moving on our kids in military life. So, and the challenge of working in military life. I talk about that a little bit in the work chapter of that. For me as a speaker and an author, it was challenging to feel like you had to start over every place that you went. And I know military spouses often struggle with that, and it's a part of military life.
Yes, ma'am. I am at my first duty station outside of Texas, so I completely understand that. It's definitely a change.
Yes.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So you've been blogging for 10 years. What's the focus of your website?
My website is a Christian website. It is focused on faith in God and applying big biblical truth to your life. And so there's just a lot of distinct spiritual encouragement is the focus.
Okay. All right. I love that. That's beautiful. All right. So for some folks, public speaking is a great fear, but you seem to really love it. So as a professional speaker, what are your favorite things about speaking to women?
I love meeting women. I love being face-to-face and eyeball-to-eyeball with a group of women and being able to share a message that has a practical impact for daily life and for overcoming challenges that we all face, and just to be able to encourage, equip, and empower women has been a huge focus of my life, mentoring younger women, encouraging them to try new things and to invest in their lives as wives and moms, and for those that are professionals, professional arenas and things like that. That's been a real joy for me.
That's amazing. Has it always been like that for you? Have you always been really big on mentoring?
I have. When I was first married, I had the opportunity to have a really wonderful mentor. And when I think back to the things that have really helped me as a wife and as a mom, things that have helped me in my career and things like that, almost all of it are things that I have learned from other women who took the time and had the care and concern to share things with me to help me grow and learn. And so it is a joy to be able to give that back by encouraging others, whether it's through speaking or writing or books or meeting for coffee.
Yes, ma'am. That's incredible. I love it. Okay. So you also are a founding member and the coordinator of Publishing for Planting Roots, Strength to Thrive in Military Life. Could you tell us more about the ministry and the resources from Planting Roots Publishing?
I would love to. Planting Roots has
just
been such... It has been a joy to work with this organization. And Planting Roots, people can find us at plantingroots.net. And we are an organization, a nonprofit organization, by military women, for military women, women in the military community, whether they're women in uniform, spouses, wives, moms, reserves, veterans. And we encourage and equip women to grow in faith so that they can be all that they are called to be by God, that they can bloom and blossom wherever the military sends them.
Okay, so it's really an inclusive nonprofit. I like that you said by military women, for military women. That's a very good way to describe it. So where can our listeners go to learn more about your empowering MilSpouse journey?
Well, with Planting Roots, people can find us at plantingroots.net. They can find us on Facebook as Planting Roots and on Instagram. They can, we've begun publishing books in the last 2 years, and so we actually have 4 books out. So 3 of those books are available on Amazon. We have a Bible study called Flourish Wherever the Military Sends You that we put out this last year, written by Melissa Hicks. The previous year, we did a Bible study called Beyond Brave, Faith to Stand in Military Life by Andrea Plotner. We have a devotional called Free to Be Brave, Moments with God for Military Life. And then we've also been able to partner with the American Bible Society and do a Bible boot camp for military women. And that is an introductory overview of the Bible study that is free for women in the military community and available for order by chaplains and things like that.
Okay, so will you just tell us a little bit more about the Bible study? That sounds really interesting. It's something that I might want to start doing as well.
And the last one?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure. Bible Boot Camp for Military Women. It's a partnership project that we did with the American Bible Society, and it's an overview of the different kinds of books in the Bible with an introduction to the different genres in the Bible, and just a good overview. And it's within the framework of speaking to a young woman who is in the military community, particularly active duty. The target audience is ages 24 to 35. And it is a great resource for someone who is not experienced in reading the Bible and just kind of wants to understand what the Bible might have to say to their experience. And I love the fact that the language and some of the examples and illustrations speak to active duty life. So that is a really neat resource available through the American Bible Society. And then our most recent study, Flourish Wherever the Military Sends You, is a 6-week Bible study on Psalm 92. And it really speaks to some things that can help us flourish wherever God sends us. And It's a practical study, and it can be done by someone who is new to Scripture or a group or an individual who's done a lot of Bible study.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much, because that answered pretty much most of my questions that I had about it. That's beautiful. I love it. Especially the forest wherever the military sends you. That's something that I've been trying to do, just kind of flourish instead of getting down about it. So I appreciate you talking about it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And then, in terms of Holy in the Moment, Holy in the Moment is available where books are sold, Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, Walmart. I never thought I'd have a product on Walmart before.
It's okay.
I have a book on Walmart. Folks can also read more from me at gingerharrington.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Well, Ginger, we just want to say again, thank you so much for sharing and joining us this evening. You've shared such encouraging information for military spouses. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you guys take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, listeners, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. You can join us next week, Monday, December 9th, 2019, for our extra special holiday episode featuring Staff Sergeant Renee Bennett from the Six String Soldiers, the most followed military music group in the world.
In the meantime, join us at armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to a number of interactive and empowering resources for your military journey. We also invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with your networks. You can receive email empowerment via our newsletter, The SITREP, the SITREP, which publishes every other Tuesday. Connect with us on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and by following at Army Wife Network.
Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Life Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD,
any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. We'll be right back.